The maiden was again quite at a loss what to do, but while she cried the door opened suddenly as before, and the dwarf appeared and asked her what she would give him in return for his assistance. "The ring off my finger," she replied. The little man took the ring and began to spin at once, and by morning all the straw was changed to glistening gold. The king was rejoiced above measure at the sight of this, but still he was not satisfied, but leading the maiden into another still larger room full of straw as the others, he said, "This you must spin during the night, but if you accomplish it, you shall be my bride." "For," thought he to himself, "a richer wife thou canst not have in the world." When the maiden was left alone, the dwarf again appeared and asked for a third time, "What will you give me to do this for you?" "I have nothing left that I can give you," replied the maiden. "Then promise me your firstborn child if you become queen," said he. The miller's daughter thought, "Who can tell if that will ever happen?" And ignorant how else to help herself out of her trouble, she promised the dwarf what he desired, and he immediately